stuck in an impossible position. It's Hot 101.5 with Miguel and Holly. And we got Miguel and Holly fan member Kevin on the phone. And you have a really tough decision to make. What's going on?
It's kind of a crazy situation. I, like everyone else during quarantine, it was a little bit of an up and down for me. And going into quarantine, I had a girlfriend, high school sweetheart, actually, that I've been with for 8 years.
Wow.
So, and things were good. There was no issues. As soon as quarantine started hitting, I actually got furloughed. I left my job. And I was actually forced to move back with my parents, which was hard. You know, I didn't have my own place to operate. I didn't have, things were kind of falling apart for a while. And we couldn't see each other, me and my girlfriend. You know, it was, that was kind of an issue. We weren't allowed to each other's houses. And, you know, it put a wedge between us, pretty much. So we wound up, she wound up dumping me after eight years. Yeah. So,
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry, Kevin.
Thanks. That was tough. So I kind of fell apart. You know, it wasn't a good thing. But like a lot of people did during quarantine, I decided, you know, let me, you know, get myself together. Let me try to get my life back on track. I actually started a small business online that was started doing really well. It's actually doing well to this day, which is great. And I started working out like crazy. I was like, I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to get my life together. You know, I wasn't in great shape before. This is the time I got my freedom. I'm going to, you know, work on myself. And I'm in the best shape of my life now.
Oh, wow. Nice. Well, from a bad thing comes some good things.
Absolutely. The Phoenix rises.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I'm in great shape now. And of course, I had to, you know, put my progress on Instagram as I went along. So everybody could see, you know, my status and that I look great. And
why not?
My job's coming together.
Might as well.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah. Humble brag. So I did all that online. And eventually, obviously, I started dating again. So I wanted to put myself out there. I was feeling good about myself. So I met somebody and she's great. We're not even official yet per se, but things are going in a really good direction and I'm really happy with it. Obviously, as soon as things start going well, who comes back into the picture? My ex.
Of course.
You know, noticed that I was doing great, looking great, got my life together, and she wanted to know why it couldn't be, you know, I couldn't be like that during our when we were dating, you know? So now she's back and I'm really happy where I'm at with this new girl and she's trying to get together and asking me out. And she actually even asked me out to go out tonight. So I am in a quarrel. I don't know kind of where to go with this and just hoping you guys could help me a little bit.
Wow. All right. 877-999-1015. So you got the ex that has seen all the progress you've made now and is wanting back in. Now you have this new woman in your life that appreciates the hard work, obviously, and y'all are having a great time so far. What do you do? Do you go back to the ex or do you stay with the new person? I'm curious on if you have ever gone back to an ex and how did that work out? Did it work out positively or did it just crash and burn and the same old problems pop back up? 877-999-1015. Because that's always what I feel going back to an ex is that, yes, you got the job, you lost the weight, you're doing well.
Mm-hmm.
But the same problems that were there are still there. And just because a lot of the surface stuff has changed, I feel like you're going to fall back into those sort of same rhythms that you were before. But I've never gone back to an ex before, so I don't know. Holly, what do you think?
It would be so easy to categorize this as like, well, she let him go just because he, you know, fixed his life. And now this new girl, and does she even really know how long have the new girl been in the picture to really know who you are at your core? And like, what was the reason that for the real breakup? Was it just that you couldn't see each other? There's actually a lot of nuances in this one. Do I think it would work if you got back together with your ex? Depends. I mean, it depends on why you broke up in the first place. It depends on what she's looking for. Was this like the kick in the pants that you needed? Was she making complaints that like you hadn't gotten your life together up until this point? And now she's like, now you're going to do it. So, I mean, is the new girl the one? Maybe not. But like, there's a lot of, I think you are the only one that's going to be able to figure out where the ex is coming from, like intention. And if you want part of that.
Scott, as a person who's recently single,
So I look at it like this. I like the way that we look at, you know, why the relationship ended. But at the end of the day, it sounds like she left when the going got tough. I mean, it's very easy to be in a relationship when everything's just sunshine and rainbows. But when things are really tough and you have to make those tough calls, she's the one that backed out. She decided that this wasn't for her anymore. And it's not like that was going to be the only tough battle in your road together. And now it feels like you can't trust her to stand by your side in those very tough moments. So for me, I think you broke up for a reason. You have somebody good in your life right now that you're growing with. See how that goes. Look into that world for just a second before you jump back into something that already has fallen apart once when things were really rough. You were just a child when you started dating. Like, you're in high school, going out of high school. Now, you're an adult dating. So see how that is for a second before you jump into something that you already know.
Well, before we ask you about like low point in your life, it's Hot 101.5 with Miguel and Holly. And that's what Miguel and Holly fan member Kevin is trying to figure out. His ex left him during the pandemic when he got furloughed. They've been together since high school. Now he's got this new business, this new woman in his life, dropped pounds and is feeling and looking good and successful. And now his ex is like, hey, Kevin, how you doing? Let's get back together. And he's supposed to have drinks with her tonight. And he's like, I don't know what I should do.
Yeah.
Holly, what are some tweets we're seeing at Miguel and Holly and at Hot 101.5?
Okay. So Dwight said, Kevin, if your ex didn't want you during quarantine, she doesn't deserve you now. Don't entertain the idea of getting back together with her. So that's that. And then we also had Jen, or where did Jen's comment go? Oh my gosh.
Twitter
does this. Oh, I got it.
It's the tweet box.
Jen says, you can read the same book over and over, but the ending is always the same. Nah, bruh. Keep it moving.
Interesting. All right. Alexis in Tampa, you've been in this situation before where you betted yourself. Did you go back to the ex?
I did. And it was a train wreck. So please, 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 Kevin, do not go back to her. She's going to tell you everything and anything that you want to hear. And just please, please, please don't. Now, I gave up a really good guy for her, for him. And it turned out just bad.
What happened when you went back to your ex?
Right.
I went back to him and everything was okay for like a week or a week and a half. And then things like I started noticing like things were changing. Like he was proud that I had improved my life. But then it turned out to like, well, how much money do you make now? And, oh, you look so great now. And we can improve our life so much and so much and so much. And I'm like, listen, I'm great that you're happy for me. And I'm great that we can probably build this life together. But let's like take one step at a time. We've been together for almost 5 years or with a little break in between. Let's try to find out what we can do.
Right.
And I started noticing that he started changing and he was like, you know what? This is not going to be that great for me. And I threw away a great guy when him and I were taking a break. Mm. So it just turned out really bad. But then again, I do have a little confession to make. I ended up marrying the other guy that I was with before.
It worked out.
But then again, I wish that I would have, you know, like stayed with my husband now, because we would have had so much longer together. And I'm glad that he gave me another chance. And now we just laugh about it. So
interestingly, he gave her another chance.
Right.
So, I mean, it could go either way, because I feel like we've really just painted the original ex with the villain brush and Kevin with the hero brush. We don't know what it was like before. Is it a situation where maybe the ex was like, please get your life together. Please get your life together. I have to leave.
Right.
And then he did it. And now she like, okay, where was this? So I'm saying we don't know.
Matt and Lutz, you didn't go back to your ex. What happened in that situation?
So I'm a longtime listener, and I've never called in, but hearing the story, it made me pick up the phone to tell you, do not get back with the ex-girlfriend. Mm. I got complacent. I put on the weight. I dropped out of college. I was miserable. And I know that's not the same situation, but I did the same thing, got my life back on track, lost like 80 pounds in 8 months, graduated college, and now I'm kicking butt. And I got to tell you, I found my girl, a new girl. And the reason you got that way in the first place, because that original girlfriend, that's not your life partner. a life partner should be the one who you don't lose that drive. You don't lose, you know, you don't put on that weight. You don't get complacent. You're always eager to impress that person. And if you are excited with who you are right now, then you need to ride out that wave, because we're creatures of habit and we're going to go right back to where you started. Don't give up on your progress. Don't give up on the vibe. Like, keep riding this wave and stick it out with that girl. I think you need to get some serious closure at these drinks and let's call it quits.
Interesting. Okay. I'm conflicted about what you said, Matt, but I can totally see the logic behind it. Well, Kevin, what do you think you're going to do after hearing all these different opinions?
I'm torn. I'm kind of in between both options right now. And I see both sides of it, but it's really a tough decision, because I don't want to blow something that might be great. And I don't want to pass up on somebody that, you know, might deserve a second chance. Something I really got to think about, you know, but I appreciate the help.
Okay. Well, hopefully we were somewhat helpful. Yeah. A lot of sort of conflicting advice, but hopefully it helps you make the best decision possible. And if possible, can we check in with you tomorrow morning at this time to sort of see how.
Saving money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options in stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com. Save big.